Most people know the old joke, what do you call a deer with no eyes? The corny punchline, no eye deer. But what about the one about a deer with a sports net wrapped around its head? No idea? That's because there's no punchline, and this is no joke. On September 28, concerned folks spotted a deer in Victoria's Fairfield neighborhood with an entire sports net snagged in its antlers and draped over its face. The sight quickly spread on social media, where Gordon Head resident Ryan Michael, founder of the popular Facebook group Friends of Vancouver Island, picked up the call for help. People were reporting it to the BC Conservation Service, CUS. But they told me that they basically had one person for the whole entire island, Michael said. So the best case scenario was basically in 1 to 3 months, the antlers will fall off. So I didn't think that was acceptable. CUS confirmed it had received reports and said an officer made an attempt to locate the animal on September 28, searching for about 2 hours. But because the deer was fully mobile, tracking it was challenging, explained a spokesperson. A deer has been wandering the area near Ross Bay Cemetery, its head tangled in a sports net. Courtesy of Ryan Michael. 2 days later, the situation grew more dire. The deer was seen again, now with the net completely covering its face, blocking its vision and preventing it from eating. That's when Michael rallied the community. He posted in Friends of Vancouver Island inviting people to meet at Ross Bay Cemetery on Tuesday morning, September 30th. To his surprise, more than 10 people showed up, including a volunteer from the Urban Wildlife Stewardship Society, who connected with a licensed veterinarian willing to tranquilize the deer. Within 20 minutes, the search party spotted the animal near Moss Rock Park, but tracking it proved challenging. It was 6 hours of rock climbing, going through bushes, Michael said. Eventually, the deer settled in a quieter spot. Volunteers kept the area calm until veterinarian Dr. Adam Herring arrived with a tranquilizer rifle. The deer bolted after being darted, but was safely located minutes later, where the group carefully cut away the thick netting. The netting was extremely heavy, and it had blocked the deer's complete face, said Michael. It had no vision, wasn't able to eat, it was super sad. He added the mesh had tightened so much it had begun to cut into the deer's snout. 20 minutes later, the animal slowly got back on its feet, looked toward its rescuers, and walked away, pausing to nibble on vegetation as it disappeared into the trees. From start to finish, the effort took nearly 6 hours. It was honestly so inspiring to know that so many people showed up and actually cared, Michael said. Everyone had the exact same common goal, just to help this deer. The Friends of Vancouver Island group, which has grown to 18,000 members in just over a year, has become a hub for sharing wildlife sightings, community issues and conservation stories. Michael said this case highlights a simple, preventable danger. Every single year, there's a deer in Victoria tangled in sports netting, he said. This deer couldn't eat for 3 days. If people just take their nets down when they're not using them, it could prevent these types of tragedies in the long run. Michael also encouraged those interested in protecting Victoria's deer to volunteer with the Urban Wildlife Stewardship Society, the citizen-led organization formed following the 2015 Oak Bay deer cull. The group now works on non-lethal population management and community education. CUS notes that if deer are mobile, feeding and not in obvious distress, intervention may not be required. But members of the public who spot an entangled ungulate can call the report All Poachers and Polluters, RAP, line at 1-877-952-7277.